Andrew, what a day. Three clear rounds at Burley. Where does this day stand in your career in eventing?
It's, you know, great. I've tried riding three a couple of times before. Lemulin quite recently. One tipped up in the water. The other two, you know, went on clear inside the time. But the middle one had a fall in the water. A couple of years ago, I've done it in Poe. You know, pulled one up. Middle, you know, the first one, I think I had a run out and retired. So to have three and go clear on them all is great, very exciting.
And where do you rate these three horses compared to the ones that perhaps you were competing over, you know, in the last time you competed three, or where do you rate these horses as four-star horses that you've had throughout your career?
Nereo and Avebury are the best, the best I've ever had, the best I've got. I've got Mr. Cruise Control and Kimbo both been winners this year. They're very, very good, but they just don't have the experience that these two have. And Calico Joe, he's not the most naturally gifted jumper, but he goes into the start box and gives me his mind and his body, and away we go. And, you know, I'm very proud of him for what he has achieved, because he doesn't have a lot of natural talent, but he lets me tell him what to do, and he's quite happy to oblige. And, you know, you got to be very proud of him.
Frustrating with Nereo to pick up those time faults. Where do you think it went? Perhaps you let a few slip, you let a few seconds slip.
No, I knew before I started, when I walked the course, that it's very difficult for him. He is a big horse and he has a massive stride and it's very powerful. So for him, with the little undulations here, it's hard. You can have a 50 meter strip with no jump, but you come away from it feeling like you've jumped two massive foxes, because he's tried to jump over the little mounds, when he has to shorten his stride, it's hard work. Whereas if it's a jump, it's effortless to him because his eye level is up, and but he tries, he gives me 100%, and yeah, I thought I might have been a little bit more over than what I was. I could have done with just another 100 metres and then he would have clawed it all back.
Yeah. You're right up there with all three of your horses. What's it like being, behind Jock Padgett, who's sort of, you perhaps sort of started his career properly and helped him so much?
It's a bit annoying, isn't it? No, it's great. Yeah, no, I know if I can win, I can win. If someone beats me, they deserve to win. Yeah, if I'm happy with my performance, you know, that's sport, and I think it's very healthy. I think what Jock's doing for our New Zealand squad is unbelievable. You know, I think that the younger riders have now, you know, got confident that they can raise their game, which is what it's all about. You know, it's a great team squad we've got, and we just keep getting better and better, and having the younger ones coming along gives me a real boost, and I'm sure it's the same for Toddy.
So when he comes along tomorrow and asks your advice on the show jumping course, it's sort of how hard will it be with your competitive hat on to perhaps help him tomorrow?
I can assure you he knows he's a big boy now and he's in the big job and he won't be coming to me for the advice.
Fair enough. But with your three horses, who would you, if you're a betting man, who would you put your money on? Who do you think is sort of come out of the cross country the best for tomorrow?
Well, both Nereo and Avebury are the hardened professionals. They're very good at their jobs. And they're pretty much equal. So I'm hoping if I ride them like I'm capable of riding them, they can give me what they can give me, which is better than a lot of other horses. So, hopefully I can jump two clear rounds with them.
But a Burley, that you won't forget, I'm sure, so far.
Exactly, and it's not all over yet, is it?
Yeah. Good luck. Thank you.
Well done.